Well, it's official. Jefferson County will file the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history. Commissioners voted 4-1 yesterday to file an estimated $4.1 billion bankruptcy. Shortly after the vote, the attorneys representing the county filed the paperwork. But what happens next? We've got Birmingham News columnist John Archibald in the studio to help us sort it through. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Tanya.
So we've been talking about a possible bankruptcy for nearly 4 years. County commissioners have been negotiating with creditors, but now this vote yesterday, why did the negotiations break down?
Well, there was a tentative plan with creditors, as we know, that was signed by commissioners about a month or so ago. And in the last 7 days, it just broke down. And the commission felt like they weren't able to trust what was coming from New York and the Wall Street banks, and part of the concessions that had been agreed to in the first place just kind of fell apart, and that was the last straw.
And they were still, I understand from Commissioner Jimmy Stevens, about $140 million or so apart on a dollar amount.
Right, and it turns out that out of the $4.2 billion, we're talking about that $140 million really was what pushed him over the edge.
Now, the commissioner called for the vote yesterday. The vote was 4-1. What was the reaction after that decision?
Oh, it was widely, widely mixed. Of course, the governor, the business community cried foul, horror. We're not going to be able to borrow money anywhere across Alabama at reasonable rates. But, you know, the legislative delegate, members, several members of the legislative delegation and others who have really said bankruptcy is an option going on 3 years now, said it was the right thing to do. So, I mean, it's widely varied.
What happens now? I mean, I think that's the big question a lot of folks have. How does this proceed?
Sure it is. And there are a lot of unanswered questions about that as well. We'll start to know more about 10 o'clock this morning when commissioners and bankruptcy lawyers sit down, have a hearing at Judge Bennett's courtroom in bankruptcy court and find, you know, basically where we go from here.
So any idea how long the process takes or roughly what the steps are that we walk through?
Well, it should be quite the lengthy process, point by point, I don't have that for you right now, but we'll know more at 10.
I know that we talked with one of the officials from the Jefferson County Employees Association who said, you know what, this is a good thing. This is a chance for us. We've reached bottom. You can only go up from here, and there's a sense of relief. Are you feeling that as well?
There are a lot of people who feel that way. I mean, it is quite a contentious issue because for every one of those, you have somebody who says it's devastating. But the most common feeling there is that at least we have done something. We're not in the same holding pattern we've been since, what was it, February of 08, looking down the barrel of this gun. So at the very least, we get to do this and head on a course toward recovery rather than arguing over it every single day.
Beyond the sewer debt, Jefferson County is hurting because of the loss of the occupational tax, which the state Supreme Court ruled unconstitutional. That tax brought in about 44% of the county's discretionary income. County's already laid off hundreds of employees. What's the future look like on that front?
Well, I think that that's one of the things we may be able to deal with through this Chapter 9, which gives us some options. I don't think that it necessarily gets worse for us at this point. I think that we will probably, through Chapter 9, be able to deal with that maybe a little bit better than we have been able to deal with it in recent months.
What do you mean by that, through Chapter 9? What does it provide that allows us to deal with that situation?
Well, that remains largely up to the judge, of course. I mean, the judge working with the county commission. Unlike regular bankruptcy, a judge cannot mandate that we have to pay certain people or bills or whatnot. We have to work it out through the commission itself. And so it does give us more leeway to work on our debt than we would have otherwise.
As you mentioned, the governor said that this is bad for Birmingham, it's bad for Jefferson County, it's bad for the state. Is it possible, do you think, the legislature is going to step in with some kind of assistance now for Jefferson County?
No, I think that horse is out of the barn. I mean, and let's not forget that the reason we are here is because of the legislative delegation, not only with its failure to come up with an occupational tax answer for us now, but for creating the occupational tax situation that got us into this mess in the first place. And I think that a lot of them are celebrating what's happening now, and I don't think that they're likely to come back and change that.
Okay. Well, we'll have you back next Thursday. I'm sure we'll be talking a little bit more about bankruptcy.
I'm sure we will.
Absolutely. John Archibald, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
John is a columnist with the Birmingham News, and you can hear him here on Morning Edition each Thursday.